We were living in Modesto, California. And we moved here. We moved to a place we'd never seen before. We moved here. We moved the branch. And it just has worked out magnificent. I've told about the time when I turned in my union card, as the Lord told me. And I'm going to share tonight about getting personal direction from Jesus. I think it's so important today, like never before. You can, some people are making decisions and they're not working out for them. And this is a message about direction and decisions and how to make good decisions. And I'm going to take this from a different aspect. We're going to start in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8 in the King James translation. And this is what God told the Joshua. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success. What if the next 10 decisions you made turned out right? Wouldn't that be cool? That's important. I'm going to talk briefly. This is very, I'm just going to give you enough to whet your appetite. You've all got a smartphone. We can just get smart with that thing and turn it on. We can become Greek scholars, Chaldean scholars. We can just study any way that we want to and learn as much as we want about the Word. And the first, I must tell you that I've been in the Word for a long time. Out of your mouth. Because when you are getting some Bible verses and you're seeking verse, because we're going to change this up right now. Give me John chapter 10 and verse 27 in the King James. And a stranger they will not follow. One of the things that happens as you me calling out to them. They know it. And I'm going to tell you, that's how you make Oh, I just love this fella. I just know he's going to change for me. Yeah, but God told you. You're whipping them, rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep them doggies rolling. No. Jesus gets. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. See, you're not. I began to get the inkling that the Lord wanted me to move from Modesto, California. My sheep. And I don't want you to raise your hands, but are you a sheep? Are you a child of God? If you're a child, treat you like dirt. But my sheep hear my voice. And if you want to stop hearing the voice of God, just tell him no about 3 or 4 times by your actions and don't listen to him. And you'll be more confused than you were before. You have to understand, Satan's object, goal for every person is to get you demon possessed. Now there's about 5 steps to demon possession, but if he could just get you oppressed or whatever and just get you away, if he can just get you off of your game, whatever he can do to stop you, he will do. And you know, the voice of the Lord, we've talked about this many times, it's a still small voice. It's not a loud, boisterous voice. It's a whisper in your heart. It's a heart whisper. That's what you hear. And there's people listening here that'll be hearing this social media, whatever, and people in this room. It's important enough to God to tell you guys, I don't care if there's just one of you here. It doesn't matter to me, see. I settled that a long time ago with the devil. You're not going to tell me what to do. The only one that's telling me is God. And if you make me make a mistake, I'll make you pay. I will make you pay. And I've been able to make that threat good to the devil. I hate the devil. I hate him with everything inside of me. I hate what I see him do to seekers, believers, baby Christians, full-grown Christians. I hate what I see him do. I hate it. He's done it to me. And what that should do when you have a bad, how many of you have ever had a bad experience with a bad decision and you know that the devil was involved in that? For those of you who don't have your hand up, just think about that. Let me tell you something. You do that 2 or 3 times and you'll get to hating the devil too. Because see, Whatever he wants you to do is the opposite of what God wants you to do, and you're going to suffer for listening to him. I have suffered for listening to the devil. Now, let's go on. We don't have much time here. We never do. Mel, do you still have that water? I'll take that water, sweetheart. Where is it, hon? I'll get it. Is anybody in there? Praise God. I want you to get something out of this. So we'll talk about other things tonight. We'll talk about things in a different... I bring it out real clear. We need to know the word. We need to... That's a good thing. But you know what else? That's what it takes. If you don't know the word, you will have a hard time differentiating what is the voice of God and what is the voice of the world, what is the voice of your flesh, and what is the voice of the devil. You'll have a hard time if you don't know the word. You have got to know the word. See, Matthew 4, Luke 4, man shall not live by bread alone. It's not enough to have a nice car and to have your bills paid, so on and so forth. It takes more than that to be a human, God's highest creation on this earth. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, and a close study of that, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. It doesn't really mean the written word. It means the personal word of God. Joshua, he heard from God. Read it. Read in the book of Joshua. He heard from God. But you know what? He opened himself. He did what God told him to do. And God told him, I can't do anything with you unless you know the word. The more you know about the word, the less mistakes you're going to make, the less often. And when you can just tell. After a while, you can just tell. Man, this ain't right. You get an uneasiness. I've heard certain preachers, and you might have too. Man, they were off, you know. I just could tell they just weren't right on some things. But let's go to Psalm 46 and verse 10. Here's something that you need after you've meditated on the word. The word shall not depart out of your mouth. See, because what God wants you to do is know the word so good you can quote Bible verses one after another. The promises that you need to get along in life. To do what? To make you happy? No. To complete, as Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of the Father and to finish my course. The Apostle Paul said, I finished my course. I've kept the faith. So your goal is not to be happy. If you really want to know God, your goal is that you want to please God. And I guarantee you, when you begin to please God, I'm not playing with words, you'll get happy. You'll get real happy. There's a peace that passes understanding for the person that will just do what God wants. For God's sake, tonight, put your life and what you want on the altar tonight and say, God, I just want what you want. I promise you, you'll be as happier than you've ever been. You'll have more joy than you've ever had. And Psalm 46 and 10, and we've mentioned this. I think Kelly used this verse Sunday. Did you use it Sunday? Maybe not. Sam did, yeah. Be still and know God. And let me tell you what the devil is doing, people. He's making it where you can't sleep at night without having a TV or a radio on. There's something blabbing and going all the time. In order to really hear God, you need to have some quiet time. And you need to be still. That's what it takes. How precious, how valuable is it to be in the center of God's will for your life? It is worth better than any relationship, any something, job that you wanted to do, or just something that you wanted that you thought, I want this more than God. You know, whenever you do something, you know you're not supposed to be doing it, you want that more than God. That's not going to work out for you very long. And I have seen people waste their whole life being out of the will of God, not knowing what God wants. And people ask me, what does God want me to do? You know, that's a serious question for somebody like me to try to answer. Because the truth of the matter is, I'm just keeping up with me right now. Now, I can share with you what I know. And what I know, I don't think. What I know that I know that I know. At those points in my life, those times in my life, more I've been at the right place, at the right time, for the right financial blessing, for the right move, for the right whatever, many, many, many times in my life. And I just, it's awesome. It's awesome to see what God can do. But one of the things that you've got to do when you're full of that word, you have got to be still. And be still, and then you will know that I'm God. Be still, and then you'll get direction from me. You don't get direction going to Fort Smith 10 miles over the speed limit with a car with loud mufflers on, with the radio blasting, holding a conversation with your loved one. That's not how you hear God. Sorry. Anybody that tells you that you can have it that way, you can't. You're going to have to become a different kind of person. You're going to have to become a sheep. The kind that hears my voice. My sheep, any of them, my sheep hear my voice. And a stranger, they will not follow. And what happens, you might follow for a little bit, but then you'll get a hold of yourself and you'll get back where you're supposed to be. We all make mistakes, remember that. We're all here to learn. This is a message to enlighten you and to open you up to some ideas that are in the Bible. You have got to be still to get direction from God. If I was going to marry somebody or leave an area or take a certain job and quit another job, I'm going to tell you, I had trouble turning my union card in. I had a plumber's union card here. You know how much money that's worth? 60, 80, 100,000, 150,000, depending on where you go and what you do with it. And I had trouble giving that up, but you know what? Me and the Lord had a tussle, and the Lord won that one, and I just gave that up. I just gave it up. And you know, what is walking by faith? Well, man, it's getting out of the boat. It's getting out of the dadgum boat where you're safe and start walking on water. That's what God wants from you. That's what God wants from me. Be still. Time and quietness are needed. The more important decision that you have to make, well, I can study this or I can study that. I can go for this direction or I can go for this direction. Boy, you don't want to make a 10-year mistake. It's okay to make some 10-week mistakes, but man, you don't want to make a 10-year mistake. You don't want to, you see what I'm trying to say? You don't want to make mistakes where you're going, my God, I have really deceived myself. I've made some bad mistakes. I didn't do the thing. Are you full of the word? You cannot go any further than you know the promises of God. I guarantee you. You'll get hindered because Satan has Jesus up on top of the temple. And he says, if you're really the Son of God, throw yourself off. For it is written. See, Jesus was saying, it is written. So Satan said, I'll say that. So he quotes a verse out of Psalm 91. And he says, it's written. You won't get hurt because the angels will keep you from dashing your foot against the stone. You better be like Jesus. You better know the right answer because Jesus said, no, you little slimy devil. It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. You've got to know that. You can't just think or wonder about it. You got to know what that Bible says. Every day, you should not let one day go by where there's things you should do everything you can. That's what I did. I was just a poor kid in Chicago, grew up probably poorer than almost everybody in this room, would cry at night for a glass of milk and didn't have it. We were so poor. The Salvation Army, they would give us socks and clothes and eggs and food. I remember as a kid, so poor. And I moved to California. I was 17 years old. I graduated high school. And I had a bunch of friends. And we was in a motorcycle gang together. And we were ruffians and stuff. And they were all standing around with their hands in their pocket. And here I was, a new guy. I had a job. I got a job. Working as an iron worker. It wasn't long after that I had a car. None of them other guys had that. But you know, I was already becoming a child of God. I was already looking for, I felt like, hopefully, there's somebody smarter than me that's coaching me in my life. Because if not, I realized I was going to be in a lot of trouble. And I'm here to tell you, God will bless you beyond. Let's go to Psalm 62, verses 1 and 5 in the New Living Translation. I want you to see just a little bit about what the word says. Psalm 62, verse 1. For Jeduthun, the choir director, a psalm of David. This was a psalm. He was a rock star of his age. I waited quietly before God, for my victory comes from him. Victory is when you make good moves. Look at it that way. When you're directed by the Almighty. How many of you think, you know, he knows the end from the beginning. He doesn't have a beginning of days or an end. He might know more about this than me. And then how many of you know how much God loves you? He loves you enough to, he wants to restore you. He wants you to be a sheep. He wants to love you. He wants to enjoy you in this life. Do you think God enjoys seeing people that love him suffer? He doesn't. He just doesn't. He's happy when he sees you get a truth and use that truth to bring blessings, direction, salvation, and healing to your life. I can tell you that. Millie and I are in a trial right now, the worst health trial we've ever had. My wife cries every day in a way that makes me feel awful. She's in tremendous pain. Pain that I don't even know about. All I can tell is I know her. Satan will pick on the meekest, nicest person in the bunch and hurt them. You got to understand that. If you understand that enough, you'll get to doing a split from him. You'll do a breaking up. You'll be singing that song by Neil Sedaka. Breaking up is hard to do, but I'm going to do it. I'm breaking up with you, Satan. Everybody say that right now. I'm breaking up with you, Satan. Amen in Jesus' name. I waited patiently and quietly before God. Why? Because my victory only comes from God. Now, let's look at verse 5 there. This is a psalm of David. Let all that I am, hear me, all that I am, the real me, to the core of me, let all that I am wait quietly before God, for my hope is in him. My hope of a good outcome, we don't fail to pray every morning, Father, we're going to be here when that healing comes to my wife. She's having a real special, important doctor's appointment Monday. And it's, we're believing it's going to start to lead her out of that. Amen? Sweetie Pie? Yes. Let all that I am wait quietly. See, in order to get God's best, you're going to have to get a hold of yourself. And you're going to have to take yourself and lay it at the foot of that cross. Nevertheless, say what Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed this three times. Oh, Lord, my Father, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, your will be done. Everybody say, Father, thy will be done. Let all that I am wait quietly before God, because my hope is in God. My hope, where I'm going, where you're sitting tonight, your biggest hope, if you can grasp a hold of them, your hope is in God. How many of you feel, and you know tonight, there's things you want God to be a part of in your life right now to help you? Amen. Absolutely. Totally. Totally need God. Now, let's go to my last place tonight. Psalm 95, verses 6 through 8 in the King James translation. You can hear this on the social media. And this is what it says. And this is another part. See, we talked about knowing the word. Is that helping you? We talked about waiting for God. Wait on God. Look here. If you got a $1 million decision to make in your life, don't make it in 5 seconds. Well, that's just the way I roll. Well, you're not going to roll very good for very long. Here's another part I want to bring to you tonight. Worship God. While you're waiting, worship him. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture. See, I'm the good shepherd. My sheep hear my voice. My sheep know my voice. A stranger they will not follow. You might start off, but you know what? He loves you so much. He'll show you if you've made a mistake. And if you've got a problem with saying, I made a mistake, I was wrong, then you got a problem. You're going to take years to get over stuff. The quicker you can repent, the quicker you can say, I was wrong, God. I was totally, absolutely wrong. The quicker you're going to get on. You know what? We all are wrong at times in this life. Every one of us. Every one of us. For he is our God. And we are the people of his pasture. And the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Harden not. I'm going to tell you what. It's utter foolishness. Don't harden your heart against God. We've talked, I'm sure it was Kelly, talked about this recently. People get mad at God. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm just a paroled sinner saved by grace. I cannot ever remember one time before I was saved or since I've been saved, I have never been mad at God. I have never thought that God was the core of my problem. And I've been raised up around people, that's all they think. Well, God don't understand. He don't know what I'm going through. He don't know what they said to me. He don't know why I do this. Yeah, he knows exactly why. Because you're in error. Because you've hardened your heart. Harden not your heart against God. It's a big mistake. How many of you feel like you've been beat up? How many of you feel like you've learned something? How many of you are not voting tonight? My heart is pure. I love you. And I can tell you, I stand behind this desk. I've stood behind pulpits since I was 25 years old. I have never spent one moment thinking I was any better than anybody else. I'm just the mouthpiece that God wanted to use. In the 22nd chapter of the book of Numbers, Balaam had a donkey, and the donkey spoke. God made that donkey speak. Now, you may not like this, but this is what God told me, and I learned to like it. He said, Angelo, you're just my little jackass. I'm going to inspire you to say things. And you're going to know they didn't come from you. I chose like Balaam's donkey. 22nd chapter of the book of Numbers, read it. I chose to use you. He said, look at your name. Look up your name in the Greek language. Angelo. It either means angel, I ain't no angel, or messenger of God. I am a messenger of God. One thing I can tell you for sure, I'm only here because he wants me to be. You know what? He'll use the dumb things to confound the wise. I'm one of them dumb things. I had an experience with God. Billy and I did. We lived in Patterson, California. I had an experience with God one night. And after that experience that I had with God, I could recall Bible verses. Boom, boom, boom. Had nothing to do with me. God put that word in me. I put that word in myself. I just acted on what he did. And I guarantee you the leadership, the preaching leadership of this church is here to help you. We're not here to hurt you, and we don't think we're any better than you. We just think we're the ones that have been called to do this, and it ain't easy these days. People are touching. People will leave at the drop of a hat. People will leave you holding the bag. And we, you know what? We really want to make sure when we preach anything that God told us to. I can look you in the eye tonight. God told me to tell you. God told me to tell you tonight this word, these few little verses, they're here to help you. They're not here to hurt anybody. And I hear, just like I said, I've missed it. You know what, how I know this so well? I know it inside out. I know it when I did the thing I should. And I know it when I didn't do the thing I should. I don't harden my heart anymore. I don't turn the other way anymore. I hear you knocking, but you can't. I don't do that anymore. Man, I'll tell you what, it might take me a little while to make a decision. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's the Lord's way most of the time. Because nothing else works. Yeah. The bigger the decision that you have to make, please. Girls, come with me right over here. Ernie McFarlane, can I pray with you? Girls, help me, and anybody else that wants to help, can you tell me something? Is there anything in particular I can pray for you? You did some heavy-duty casting for about 3 days.
Yeah, and I fell on it.
Oh, I remember when you fell and hit your tailbone, Darren.
Yeah.
And you fell on your arm?
I did.
Oh.
Out on it.
Anybody that wants to lay hands on Ernie? Anybody that wants to come over here and pray with him? You just come on over here. I'm going to wait. Father, in Jesus' name, I love my brother. I'm asking you to add years to Ernie's life. Help him, Lord. And this problem with his arm, I know how bad stuff like that can get. We just help him. Angel, say something. Just pray. Believe that you're going to have a testimony real soon that God heard this prayer tonight. Amen?
Amen.
All right, girls. What else are we going to do here tonight? Who can we pray for tonight? Kimber, if you could pray for anybody in here that you wanted to, who would you pray for? Okay. She's right here. We're praying for Alyssa next. We're calling from near and far, from close on this row or far, far away. If you want to come and you want to help pray for Alyssa right now, take a step of faith and do it. Anybody that wants to pray for her. I always got a prayer for Alyssa. Okay.
Continuing the healthy pregnancy.
What is it? She's had problems already, haven't you? Little problems here and there. The devil's trying to steal your joy. He's trying to take away from you. Look at me. It's not God's will or purpose or intent for Satan to win in that. And God is not happy when he torments you in your thoughts, Satan, in your mind. Now, can anybody here pray about that? Anybody in this service? Pray about those thoughts. And she's being tormented over this. Kelly, pray over here. And make sure she's got a microphone, Kelly. And there's one right, yeah. And make sure it's on in the sound booth, please. Because we want something to happen in this service.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, yes. I just thank you for that sound mind. God, you said in your word that you haven't given us a spirit of fear, but God, that you gave us power. Been troubled about the pregnancy and troubled about anything else, Lord. I thank you that the sound mind of those areas, they're coming. And God, every lying voice that wants to whisper fear in that ear, God, I thank you, Lord, that you're canceling out all the noise where all she hears is you. And we thank you right now in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Alyssa, I'm going to stand there in front of you with that little baby in my hand. And I'm going to say, Satan, you're a liar, a thief and a liar and a murderer. Let's get ready to take communion now. Let's make an altar in your chair or meet me at the altar, whatever's comfortable for you. And let's just examine our hearts like it says in the Word of God.